Welcome to Ulcerative Colitis, Autoimmune Healing Journey. I am your journey guide, Jay India, and I'm so happy that you are here because this is a supportive, positive environment where we can heal together. Please note I am not a doctor or health professional in any way. If you would like to attempt something mentioned in this episode, please consult your doctor or mental health professional first. Before we get to the episode, so far I've given you over 75 episodes and almost 2 years of free content. So please support this podcast by giving me a 5-star rating wherever you listen and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And always remember to hit the follow button so new apps pop up on your podcast player automatically. Today we are discussing our last root cause of IBD in this series, and that is one that was not on that original list of 10 in the first episode, and it is, do eating disorders cause autoimmune disease? First of all, thank you to a couple listeners who have wanted me to do this topic, and thank you for sending me some really good links on it. And I've been promising this topic for quite some time, probably a year, sorry guys. And I never could figure out how to fit it in. And I thought, okay, today would be a good time to fit it in because I gave you those 10 root causes in the beginning. I talked in depth about two and then said, okay, go research and find really good podcasts on Lyme disease and all that. And I figured that this would be a really good time to talk about eating disorders as a root cause and link to what I think about it. When I researched this topic of eating disorders causing autoimmune, there wasn't much out there. However, there was a ton on the other way around, which makes sense that an autoimmune like Crohn's or UC would cause eating disorders. It happens all the time, disordered eating, because we are in so much pain when we're in a flare. We're afraid to eat and then we're out of a flare and we're still getting reactions from foods. Of course, that would spiral many people into anorexia. So that's an unfortunate side of having an IBD. And as we know, we see it all the time. Evan Botterman, remember when he came on and he said, as a male, I thought I would never, ever struggle with disordered eating. And I can't believe that I've actually struggled with it. So there you go. You find everything for the opposite. This was a problem. I have an article. One of the listeners gave me a great link from Psychology Today. In this article, talks about a study that was done in Sweden. Women diagnosed with any eating disorder had a 114% increased risk of being diagnosed with an autoimmune illness in the following year, 48% between the first and fourth year, and 32% after that. For instance, any eating condition increased the risk for celiac disease by 189% and Crohn's disease by 202% 1 year after the diagnosis. That is amazing. The bidirectional nature of the link between autoimmune diseases and eating disorders suggest that the two share either the same underlying mechanism or some factor that affects the risk for both types of diseases. Immune function dysregulation may be one such shared mechanism. For instance, some immune-related biological properties or biological factors, such as abnormal concentrations of estrogen and cytokines, low concentration, diversity of gut microbiota might be more common in some individuals with eating disorders. Okay, I thought that was really fascinating. Then I went on to the EMILY program, and they said eating disorders can complicate IBD symptoms. Behaviors such as binging and purging can cause significant damage to the digestive system, a system already compromised by conditions like IBD. So even here, they're saying that the IBD probably came first. And honestly, you guys, that's as much as I could find. And I really looked around. I feel like if you're genetically predisposed and then you develop an eating disorder. So you have no symptoms of IBD, nothing, but you do have an eating disorder and you're genetically predisposed to an IBD. I think that just moves things along. If your gut microbiome from the eating disorder is already compromised because of things like binging and purging and anorexia, because your body's depleted of nutrients, then that makes sense that you could develop an autoimmune like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. When I began to think about this episode and I really mulled over it, I said, okay, how do I want to discuss this? Because I am not a mental health professional, as you guys know, and I don't really have that much experience with eating disorders, or at least severe eating disorders. Of course, I've known people with them. I've had friends who had to take time off of school and went to clinics and the whole thing and treatment centers, which is always amazing, and young too. I had friends who were, I'm trying to think, my youngest friend that went was probably around 16. And I remember she left high school for a semester and came back, and she was very open about it, which at the time it was in 1990. So that was pretty amazing of her. There's a big psychological component to this, as you guys all know. I mean, I'm not telling you anything revolutionary here, but something that I want to get into is medical intuition. You guys know that I've done an entire episode on medical intuition. I have done a workshop at the Omega Institute. I've done a lot of reading, studying on it. I'm now starting to do a little client work being a medical intuitive because it's something I'm really drawn to. And so you're going to hear a lot more about medical intuition in the episodes following. But what I wanted to delve into today was the emotional causes and the similarities of the emotional causes of UC, IBD, and eating disorders, and what I think from a medical intuitive point of view. And by the way, if you don't know what medical intuition is, it's basically you go to someone like me, a medical intuitive, and let's say you've gone to a bunch of normal Western doctors, or you've even gone to naturopaths or someone like that, and no one can find the cause of your ailment. I'm usually the last stop because I delve into the emotional cause of the ailment or the disease. And medical intuitives, we believe that, I mean, the person who taught me believes that all disease ailments are 100% caused by emotional issues, or there's always an emotional cause. I would say for me, it's 99.9%. I think there is that small little percentage where sometimes, let's say that you're really allergic to dairy and you sit down every morning and you have a huge bowl of cereal. You know you're allergic to dairy, but you still do it. So yes, you can look into that emotional cause of why you still do it, even though you've been told by all these doctors and naturopaths you are horribly allergic to dairy, then yes, obviously there's an emotional cause and reason. But the physical act of eating that cereal with milk, to me, that's not so much an emotional cause. It's more because you like it. So I hope I explained that difference correctly. But yes, 99.9% of the time, every disease we have has an emotional cause. And once you really delve into this and then you find out what people are ailing from, it all lines up. And I'm going to go into me and what I ail from most. So trust me, guys, I'm not on a high horse. I'm not knowing better than anyone else. It's not like that. And by the way, if you get a medical intuitive who thinks they are, run the other way. Because we all have problems ourselves. For example, I know someone in my life who is almost 90 years old. He has cancer that's come back twice now, and it has spread into his spine, and he has spinal stenosis. Anything to do with the lower spine, it's near your root chakra, and it has a lot to do with childhood issues, and you have never gotten over those childhood issues. And again, this person is almost 90 years old, and every time I see them, they will complain about something from their childhood, something their parents did not give them, how their siblings were treated much better than they were, they've never dropped this childhood anger. No wonder why they're having massive problems with the spine. So it gets really interesting when you delve into medical intuition. And yes, obviously there's a physical component of the eating disorders and autoimmune link because there's a disturbance in the gut biome and the digestive tract. But also I think most of it is psychological, and here's why. So a Bible of mine, and I know most of you know it and you have this book, is called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. I want to read some of the emotional causes she gives for each ailment. So let's start. Anorexia is defined as denying the self, extreme fear, self-hatred, and rejection, not trusting life, and self-protection. Bulimia is defined as hopeless terror, a frantic stuffing and purging of self-hatred. So again, there's that theme, right? Self-hatred with eating disorders. Now listen to the emotional causes of colon issues. The colon represents our ability to let go, to release that which we no longer need. The body, being in the perfect rhythm and flow of life, needs a balance of intake, assimilation, and elimination. It is only our fears that block the releasing of the old. Colitis represents insecurity, fear of letting go of that which is over. Crohn's disease, fear, worry, not feeling good enough. Indigestion, gut level fear, dread, anxiety. Inflammation, fear, seeing red, inflamed thinking. So this is where trauma comes into play. If we started with an eating disorder and the emotional cause is self-hatred, self-protection, extreme fear, were we able to heal from it? Or did these emotions just move into the gut, the digestive tract, and the colon? And this is very interesting because I hear from you guys, from listeners, Dane Johnson, he's a perfect example of this. Remember those episodes, guys, I have from Dane Johnson of Crohn Colitis Lifestyle. I have two episodes with him, and he talked about it in the first episode. He talks about it all over the place on his website, how he went to the doctor and they said, okay, you have IBS and now you have IBD and we think it's UC, but now we think it's Crohn's, but now we think it's diverticulitis. And I hear this from you guys as well, that you'll go and get a colonoscopy and it will say 1 year you have UC and then the next year you have diverticulitis and then the next year you have Crohn's. Why is that happening? Well, personally, coming from this medical intuitive world, I think the emotional cause is just moving to another place in the body because we haven't healed the emotional cause. And I'm not saying that we'll ever heal fully. I'm not saying that, because to say, you know, you've been through some harrowing situations, you guys know mine with sexual abuse, will I ever heal fully from that? I mean, 100%, I'm not sure. Let's be honest, I'm not sure. But we want to heal to get to a place to where we feel good as human beings, to where we are living our lives the way we want, to where, if you want to get meta, fulfilling our soul purpose, however you believe it. So we want to get to that good, functional, happy, healthy, peaceful state, right? All right, so let's talk about me and my issues, because I am a perfect fucked up case study. There you go. I always have problems with my liver. My liver is my thing. You know, some people are like, oh, I always have a problem with the right shoulder, or I always have ear infections, or I'm always getting sinus infections or something. Not me. Mine's the liver. And the liver represents old rage. I'll give you an example. It's so stupid, you guys. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but fuck it. You guys don't judge me, right? And if you do, just judge me. Who cares? Something angered me yesterday, and it was so dumb. Someone put a picture up of me on social media, not on Instagram. So you can't find it, guys. Don't go searching for it. But it was not a good picture of me. And I got so angry because I just spun it into all this bullshit. Like I was spinning it into, oh my God, how dare they? They wanted me to look bad and them to look good and everyone else in their photos looks amazing and I look ugly and I would never do that to this person. It was just so out of control. And by the way, it was in a series of many, many pictures where I don't even think anyone would care or notice. But I was not happy with the way I looked and I had to really think about it and calm down. And this morning I did this long meditation at 5 a.m. where I fired up the Reiki in my hands and I put them over my gut area. And I really thought about, you know, why is this happening? And I kind of talked it through and I said, okay, this triggered the emotions I had from not feeling good enough, from not feeling pretty enough, from fear of people judging me, blah, 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 all that. And as I was doing it, I could feel the emotions releasing and they were releasing, sorry guys, don't know how to say this, but they were releasing in a way of gas. It was a silent type of gas, so I wasn't just blowing it out. I could feel it releasing and that's the way it was doing it. And the entire gut area as I was doing it was just lighting up in a very positive way. And I was releasing this old pattern of anger and rage. And I would say more this idea of how others perceive me, which isn't good because maybe my friend looked at the picture and actually liked it and thought it was a good picture of me. I didn't, but also I have to let that go. I can't let it ruin my day. The consistent issues in my body always have to do with anger. So the liver represents old rage, which you're not letting go. Candida, always have a problem with candida. And that represents frustration and anger. And the spleen, which I feel like there's something a little wrong with my spleen lately, represents obsession. And what did I just say? I obsess over the dumbest shit. Like, that's why I woke up this morning. I said, oh no, we're not going to obsess about this for the entire day because that's absolutely ridiculous. So I need to learn to let go because I'm constantly in this pattern of not letting go. And I'm trying, but what I'm trying to show you is if I'm not healing this properly, it just moves to another part of my body with different symptoms. You see what I'm saying? So maybe it was the UC where I was holding on to old crap and I was able to heal that part of the body. Now it's moved up to the liver. And then I have the candida constantly. And now I'm suddenly feeling that something's a little wrong with my spleen. I have no evidence of that. I just feel that intuitively. Then I need to really address all this. And I am. I signed up for something where I'm going to actually be addressing this for an entire year, working with my ancestors. And it's a whole great thing I'm doing with energy healing and all that. But yeah, that's something that I want you to think about too, is look at your symptoms. Look at your ailments. Do they match up? Because most of the time, guys, they match up with regard to emotional causes. That's something I see in medical intuition all the time. Now, I'm going to give you another example from me. When I was practically dying from UC, I was asked by doctors and naturopaths and whoever I was going to if my joints were in pain. I had no joint issues whatsoever. Even when I was in not eating, not drinking, in the worst state of my life, my gut, my colon sounded like a washing machine. Even then, I had zero joint issues. The joints represent not being flexible in life. And I feel like I'm pretty flexible in the ways that are important. Certain things I'm not. I'm not perfect in that area, but for the most part, I'm pretty flexible. I have an open mind. I'm trying to go with the flow, trying to be better with that. I don't mind change, that type of thing. Another example is when people have problems with their right knee, that represents not being able to adjust to change. And again, I've never had a problem, knock on wood about the joints in the right knee. I've never had a problem with them because I do adjust to change and I adjust well to change. My point is that yes, first having an eating disorder and then having an autoimmune disease, absolutely, it's physical. But my recommendation is to take a good look at the emotional causes and then talk with a mental health professional, because that's how you can heal. That's how you can get things out of the body. I do energy healing. I do meditations. I don't like to say the word mantras, but I'm starting to do things like this. I am listening to books on Audible that are very positive, are very calming, that are very into the law of attraction and all that, and trying to, you know, really change my mindset this year and make sure I'm in a positive mindset, and also working on letting go and releasing the past. That is a big issue for me. Big issue. And I've come leaps and bounds, but obviously if I still have these problems, I still have a ways to go. If you've joined us from Natural Awakenings, thank you for listening to the Root Causes of IBD series and giving this community your positive energy. I hope you keep listening and vibing with us. If you have gained any knowledge, insight, or comfort from these episodes, please support the podcast, buy my UC ebook, my meditations, and donate. All the links are in the show notes. In my household, when we have a perfect shit, you know, when it slides out of the body, it's a perfect color and solidly formed, and you're so proud of yourself that you turn around the toilet and go, wow. We call that a green heart. I wish everyone a green heart day.